Shalom Uvracha. After David HaMelech described the amazing intricacy and precision of the Bria, from the sun to the earth, to the bodies of water, to the trees, animal life, human beings, he's summing it up and saying, Morabu Masecho Hashem. How great, and how great both in Chashivas and both great in quantity. So many amazing things you created. Kulam b'chokhmah asisa. Everything was done with the wisdom of Hashem. The complexity of everything, the different nature that everything has in order to survive. And even more than that, beauty. I once saw an article that bees, which go from flower to flower, are very important to pollinate. But they do not recognize the differences between all the different colors of the flower. All the beautiful colors that flowers have was created specifically for us, for humanity to appreciate the beauty of the Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash says that flowers are created so we should use it to decorate our Shulchan Shabbos. But even without Shabbos, just looking around ourselves, appreciate more the beautiful colors, everything is made to be pleasant for us. They say the Chazon Ish, the holy Chazon Ish, could look at a flower and almost faint from his spilus and excitement about the wonders and the amazing. Mola ha'oriz ki yonecho. The world is full with all the things that Hashem set up. We mentioned before the basic elements that set up the world. Just want to mention a few more interesting things. Basics, not the complex creatures that were created. We know that there are minerals or metals that are in the earth and in the water also. Things like iron, copper, etc. So we generally look at iron, copper, they're very good. Iron for building buildings, making pots, etc. Copper is very good for making electric circuits. The truth is every living thing has these in its body. Iron, as we know, is the center of the hemoglobin molecule, which makes it possible to transport oxygen from the air into the body, into the cells. It has a tremendous power to increase the ability to absorb and transport oxygen. They say more than 50 times more than without it. And without it, there will be no life. That metal is necessary for life. There's another enzyme that is necessary in the process of oxidation, which powers all the cells in wildlife also. At the end of the process of oxidation, there's oxygen molecules which are dangerous for the animal or whatever it is that has it inside of it. It's dangerous for the cells. We know the oxygen is used for sanitizing, purifying water. It's not something that a cell should have inside of it. So there's a certain enzyme that the base of the enzyme is also copper and iron. And without that also we wouldn't be able to live. So we look around at these things. What? I can't live without copper, without iron? Yes, you can't live. There's another metal which is less known. I don't even know how to pronounce it properly. I think it's pronounced molybdenum. It's also metal. Molybdenum is necessary for the process which we once mentioned about nitrogen fixation, taking nitrogen from the air, which is not usable for life, for plants, and changing it to be a form that can be used. Magnesium, another metal, is a part of chlorophyll. Without magnesium, we wouldn't have plant life. So, Kolpanim, this is the tremendous Chochmah of Hashem, that he made these things, and it combines them in ways we can't imagine. And the Mumchim say that you need dafka these metals for these purposes. They can't be replaced by other things. It was exactly tailor designed to do what it has to do. And I gave these more esoteric examples, maybe not so well known. But just open up our eyes and look around us. The beautiful Bria that Hashem created, and how everything has what it needs, has what kind of koiches Hashem gave it, and has its beauty. And say, Morabu Masecho Hashem. We say this every morning, by the way, in Birchas Kriya Shema. We say it, pay attention to what we're saying. Appreciate the beautiful and complex world that Hashem created specially, exactly for our needs. And remember that we are also part of that exact Kriya, and everything that's happening in our life was exactly designed for us to grow from, whether it be our interactions with other people, or health situations, parnas situations, whatever it is, whether it's the good, to thank Hashem, and whether it's challenging, to mispel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's all tailored designed for our growth. And if we think of that, we'll always be able to have that hispilus, that feeling of excitement, of being part of this amazing Bria that Hashem created especially for us, for our growth, this world and the world to come.